So I have a story about one of my neighbors for you.
Okay.
So I'm outside last week planting the grass that isn't growing, and this neighbor comes up to me. She's an older lady, and I don't know her name. So for the sake of the story, we'll just call her...
Okay. I don't think we can use this.
No?
No.
Maybe I'll just tell you off the air.
Okay.
Hello and welcome to episode 331 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam. Always.
It took me a long time to get to you.
Yeah.
Maybe you should just open the show, starting with 332. Okay. You do the open.
All right.
Now forget that.
I'm going to work on it all week. I'm going to work on my opening.
I'm going to cut it. It's in my contract.
Okay.
To do it. What's going on, Adam?
Rubik's Cube, 2 minutes, 15 seconds.
Wow.
I will break 2 minutes. It's almost to the point where I can do the first half without even looking at the cube.
You're making me have to buy a new cube then.
Yeah.
Because what's standing between me and that is my old sticky cube.
Right.
P.S. Do not dump maple syrup on your cube.
Right. That's a lesson learned. That's a bad thing to do.
Yeah.
I think I probably got dangerously close to under 2 minutes last night, but I didn't actually have the timer on. But the beauty of it was everything was going off smooth. And you get a feel, like, after you've done it now this many times. Mm-hmm. I usually do it at least once or twice a day. But after you've done it this many times, you have a pretty good idea in your head when you're having a good run.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm going to have to close the sliding glass door because somebody is doing landscaping outside.
Oh.
Okay. But I'll finish the story first because it's better with the lawnmower or whatever's going on in the background.
I'm assuming leaf blower, but yeah.
Sure, leaf blower. I had a great run going last night. And you know, sometimes it just comes together without even doing the last step. Like, I didn't even have to do the last step. It just kind of solved itself with one full step left to go.
Uh-huh.
So I'm pretty sure it would have hit the magic number. But again, I didn't have the clock on, so I can't verify.
Wind aided.
Right.
That's what happens in the Olympics. Sorry. You had 8 seconds in the 100 meters, but it was a hurricane, so.
Hold on 1 second, unless you want to continue to listen to this magic going on.
No, go ahead.
Here.
I'll just bebop and scat.
Okay.
Tell Rubik's Cube stories. I'm out of them now. Already out of them. You haven't even gotten back. That was not.
Okay, that's better. There's only a chainsaw in my downstairs instead of in my living room.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Okay, don't they know you're podcasting?
What's that? Yeah, I think they didn't see the sign.
If you need noise-proof windows, I recommend buying yours on Amazon.
Sure. They probably have quadruple pane glass.
If you do, click through our site and help us out. Amazon, I've always liked Amazon. I find myself relying on it more and more.
Okay.
Is it maybe because the stores are just they understand that Amazon is there and so they don't stock everything you need, or maybe I just need certain things that you can't buy in Germany. I don't know.
Right.
So, but Amazon, Amazon's always there for you.
Yeah, books.
Books. Yeah, books. Actually, that's a big one. Actually, I know it started out like that. That's a good one because it's not like I can go to the English bookstore here.
Right.
You know, so when I don't read German books. Which I said with a little too much disdain.
Right.
Just recently, this not book related at all, but I've just bought a stereo male-to-male 1/8-inch audio cable.
Right.
With an elbow, though. Like, you know the one, like the L, the one end is like the L click-in?
Yeah, yeah.
Bought that for the car.
Nice.
Because we have the auxiliary input, which for some reason Volkswagen put it kind of up right under the stereo, not in the console like I would have done.
Right.
I've seen them in the console before, like in between the front and the two front seats.
Yeah, that's what we have in one of our vehicles.
Yeah. Evidently, Ford knows what's up.
Right.
But Volkswagen put it up right up on the dash there. And so, but the L-shaped.
Ours is a Honda. I'm confused by the Ford reference.
Oh, I thought you had a Ford.
No, we don't do that.
You understand I'm not writing a biography of your cars.
Yeah, I just want everyone out there to know that I don't own a Ford and probably never will. So all our American listeners, they can hate me now.
Right, but I worked on that 24-hour of Le Mans about Ford winning the 24-hour Le Mans. So,
right, so you can hate me too.
No. I just was trying to tie that in.
Oh.
Any chance I get, I break that out. Like if I'm in line at the bakery, like, hey, you ever see that 24-hour war? Anyways, I bought that with the elbow so it can get out of the way. But point is, Amazon, they dropped it right through the mail slot.
Nice.
Blammo.
I bought a power cord replacement for my TV set on mm-hmm. Amazon. Just
that is
because,
boring.
Yeah, well, it was just one of those weird things. What do you do if your power cord on your TV starts to kind of not be effective? What do? That's a hard item to find.
A, I've never heard of that happening, and B, at this point, you just buy a new TV, I think. Aren't they free?
The TVs are nearly free, but still, I'd rather spend $12 on a power cord than $500. Even $500 on a TV, yeah.
True.
Although, you know what's interesting? Well, maybe it's not interesting, but I didn't realize, you know how, you know, TVs, they always figure out a new way to kind of make TVs ridiculously expensive?
Sure.
I don't know
it was 3D for a while.
It was 3D for a while. And again, maybe someone can enlighten me on this because I was just doing some little like TV reading. Because when you go down the rabbit hole, where you start looking at TV cords, then you just start looking, oh, hey, what's new in TV sets? Not that I need a TV or anything.
Hey, Mr. Robot.
But OLED TVs, enlighten me on this technology, but you can find 50-inch TVs that cost $6,000. You can find 80-inch TVs that are OLED that cost $25,000.
Right.
So apparently they're not cheap when they go to OLED.
Yeah.
I didn't really do the research to figure out what that meant, but that's apparently...
Well, there's an O in front.
Yeah. Oh, as in, oh my God, they're expensive.
It's like it's like with the LED, that's fine. But then if you need to donate pixels, the OLED is a universal donor.
Right.
I think.
Yeah. So anyways, apparently they're really good. LED kind of thing of the past. Even the 4K TVs, like the LED ones are cheap, and the OLED ones are crazy expensive.
Right.
Especially if it's a name brand. If you buy the whatever one coming out of China that nobody's ever heard of, you can still get it relatively cheap. But
Sonic is a good brand.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I don't know, ViewSonic or Hisense. I've seen a whole bunch of names that I have no idea what they are, but... anyways, if you buy the or Yongnuo,
super happy fun TV.
But they're if
delicious.
You buy the Sony or the Panasonic or whatever, they get sickly expensive.
All right, so maybe one of our listeners will email us, or we could Google it, but I'm not going to because
You're
I
right.
don't care. But if somebody can explain to us why the O is so expensive in LED, Adam would love to hear it.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't know. I checked out a long time ago with the TVs because we bought a new TV a couple of years ago. Even though we had a fully functioning HD TV, it was only 720p, so I could barely make out what was going on the TV.
Right.
No, it was seven, but it was like physically itself, it was just like a big, thick, heavy TV.
Right.
And we wanted to mount it. I wanted to mount it on the wall.
Get it out of the way, yeah.
Exactly. I just less space, and you know. So, anyways, so we bought a new one for like I think it was $260 for the new LED TV. But because I had decreed that I do not wish to have a TV larger than 32 inches.
I see.
I just don't care. Like I understand a lot of people like yours is 50.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Love it. Good for you. not begrudging. Just for me, I just do not care.
Right.
And so thus, 200 and whatever I said, 60 bucks or something like that, all in. And it's really quite thin. It's not like paper thin, like these new OLED TVs.
Right.
But it is very, very thin. Like, you could basically, you know, just hides on the wall, essentially.
Yeah.
You know, amongst picture frames. But that was it. That was it for me. And now I'm done. Now, eventually, it'll, you know, break someday, and then I'll be out of luck.
I'm kind of curious, because, I mean, I use a cable company that isn't even supporting 4K TV yet. They don't have any announcement, as far as I could tell, of when it's going to be released. Like, there's, like, in everybody's neighborhood, there's probably some competing cable companies. Well, the one that I'm with, and I've been with for a long time, does not even have 4K TV yet. So, I don't know when it's in the pipeline. I know everybody seems to be the push is to 4K TV. But then I'm wondering too, and maybe someone can enlighten me here, when you're looking at a screen size that's 50 inches or less,
right?
If you're not standing with your nose 6 inches from the TV, how discernible would that 4 times the resolution be? Like, when I'm 10 yeah. feet away, I just can't imagine that I'm going to see a noticeable clarity difference on 50 inches. Now, on 85 inches, absolutely.
Sure.
Right? You blow it up to a certain point, or you stand close enough, which I never will. So I'm still kind of a little bit perplexed by... I definitely was on board with the difference between standard def and high def, but mm-hmm. I just don't see this switch as being a big one. But maybe I'll be wrong. I've still never
but
actually...
They're going right to 8K next.
Oh, God, yeah.
Like 8K, just... no, it's out in the wild already.
Yeah.
But again, it's exactly what you're describing. 8K and 4K... great for projection in movie theaters. I get that. At home, let me ask you a question though. In 4K, do the Canucks still suck?
Yes.
Yeah. Do they suck so bad that they can't even get the first round draft pick?
Oh, well, they got a first round. They can never get the
first overall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, they're the worst.
Yeah, and so I don't think 4K is going to fix that.
No. No, no, I don't either. And I thought the same thing about when it went from you know, 720 to 1080. Mm. Just that difference, even, like, do you notice it on a 32-inch TV? Do you notice?
No, you do not.
No, you don't, right? And so that's kind of the same thing I'm thinking about the 1080 to the 4K. Is at what point is it really that noticeable? 50-inch, I could see it being a little bit if you're close enough, but that's it.
Yeah. Don't buy the hype is what you're telling me. That's why you've not
buy it. Yeah,
that's why you haven't jumped into the 51 inch OLED 4K.
Well, and essentially, when we're looking at our photos of you know, whatever 4,000 pixels by 2,500 pixels, like, we are staring at 4K, right? Does it look any different to you?
No. And the one argument I get from, like, people, you know, not quite my age, but a little bit younger, in their 30s. Like, yeah, but for gaming.
Yeah, I don't.
So, yeah, you're 35.
Yeah, that.
Why don't you go and get a job?
That's not the pitch to me. And the other thing, too, I thought is right now the content isn't there on the cable. So you'd have to go to, you know, YouTube or whatever streaming services to get this. Now you're talking about massive amounts of bandwidth consumption that, like, I mean, again, that has other implications.
You've gone down the rabbit hole, my friend. It is like that because over here, they don't really care about the bandwidth usage, as long as you're reasonable, evidently. Like, we have Netflix and we have no issue.
Okay.
But I've heard that, like, there's a cap. Like, after, you know, X number of gig, it's like, all right, now we're going to pay, you know, you have to pay more. I'm not sure what happens.
That's what they do here. Or they slow you down. Sometimes they don't penalize you. They just slow you down. So if you don't want to be slowed down, then you have to opt for, a monthly charge that allows you a lot more bandwidth.
They evidently don't put up with that scam here. That's a scam.
Oh, totally a scam.
Because, okay, that's a different show. All right. What is going on besides that? No, it was no baseball for us this week. We had the week off.
We got rained out. It's rained every day. But yesterday was beautiful. Out of the blue, we had spring for one day, and it's raining again today.
Oh, yeah.
So we had 25 degrees yesterday that basically they had been predicting for about a week and couldn't have been more bang on. It was like, yep, Thursday's going to be gorgeous, and it was all day, and quickly in the evening turned back to what we've been used to, which is rain and much cooler. Instead of 25, it's usually around, you know, 12 to 15 and just rainy, just raining all the time. So we've been rained out of everything for baseball this week. Hopefully this weekend will be different.
It will be different. Do it. Yeah, we had a tournament game. Like they play in Baden-Württemberg. That's the state that I live in Germany.
Yeah,
they have all the teams in Baden-Württemberg play like a single knockout tournament.
Okay,
for the championship, but throughout the season, like interspersed within the season.
Gotcha.
And so we had a game against actually a top team, which would have given us a good run. We already played one game. We played a much lower team. Like it's all the teams in every division, right?
Right.
From the first league down to the sixth league. And so we played like a lower fifth league team that we put all our third stringers out, and we smoked them like the end of the game after five innings because it was four innings because the score was too high.
Right.
Like 20-0 or something like that. So this game would have been that we're playing a top tier, like a first league team, and then got rained out ourselves. So it's no fun. No fun. I hear you, man.
Yeah.
But we play tomorrow, so I'll give you a report next week about round two.
Okay.
And I don't want to play. I don't want to play tomorrow.
Why? Are you crushed?
No. We're probably going to do well. It's just that, like, sitting right now, I'm the league leader in a bunch of categories. And so, like, that can only go down.
Right.
From here, it's can only a number of categories where I'm at the top. So I might just pull a hammy tomorrow and sit out. Stay right up top.
Okay.
I won't do that. Ted Williams didn't do that. He hit 406. I can do it. Come on.
Is strikeouts one of your categories?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Well, in the fewest, yes. I am definitely the league leader in the fewest.
Hit batsman?
I am amongst the league leaders in that.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Also hits, stolen bases, RBIs, batting average.
Wow.
On base percentage. We can go on. Trust me, a lot of categories.
Wow. Is this, how many games is this based on?
Moving on. Okay. Like I said, it can only go down from here. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. All right. Grass update in my front yard.
Okay. Still none. This is what I've been waiting for.
Still none. Still no grass.
Okay.
Been watering it, but it's we've had tons of rain ourselves, no sun. So I'm assuming we need sun for the grass.
Yeah, it helps, I think.
I don't know. I'm not a grassologist.
Sure.
So don't know. All right. Did you shoot anything interesting this week?
Zero. No photos. I didn't because we talked about, we podcasted what day last week? I think
Friday.
It was, yeah, Friday night though. So I'd already taken the photos from baseball.
Oh, right.
And we did have a big discussion about the baseball card, and sadly, I'm going to admit it on the air, you were right. I redid the baseball card with the color scheme you suggested, and it is much better. And
It wasn't the color scheme I suggested. It was the color scheme that Common Sense suggested.
Right. There was that, but also I went from a black font on the names to a white font, and that really actually made it better. So there was a bunch of things there. So I'm a big enough person to admit that that I was wrong in this situation. And so I'll post. I also didn't do what I said I was going to do last week, which is put some of the action photos of Jack on Instagram. So I'm going to do that. I have it all chambered, so I promise that'll be up. And I will also put maybe two different versions of the new baseball card that I made with a couple of the action shots just to show the new color scheme. I think you posted this color scheme from last week, right?
Correct.
So, yeah, so you can see how much better the new color scheme is. And I think everyone will agree that it's better. And it matches with the uniform colors and all that.
It would be awesome. It would be great for me to just you know, do a bat flip here and take the victory. But this has nothing to do with me.
Right.
And so it's not about me being
right. Well, you do like to be right, though.
Well, I am right.
Right, but I mean...
Or quiet. It's one of those two. I pick one, and no, but in this case, it wasn't like, because actually somebody posted on I'm not sure where, Facebook maybe, about, hey, you guys are getting really close to color theory and talking about this sort of stuff. I never got into that. I mean, obviously, the colorblind guy probably doesn't get into color theory. But it is sort of my principle in everything is making life as simple as possible. And thus, that's all it was. It was using the color chooser in Photoshop. If you're going to use a border, use something that exists in the photo. It has to be pleasing to the eye.
Right.
Right? So that's all it was. So it wasn't really anything I did. Like, I stepped in and said, all right, here's how to do it.
No, but I did use a number of the suggestions that we discussed, like the white font, and also, I wasn't convinced on using the yellow in there, and I used the yellow as a stroke on one of the fonts that I think really mm-hmm. helped. I went with only two kinds of font. I did a grayscale on the logo. All of those things made it better, in my mm-hmm. opinion. And so, again, just comparing the finished product of the original sort of sample that I'd made. It was also a studio photo, so it's a little totally different type of card. But mm-hmm. With the new borders and it was a night and day improvement. So, anyways, I'll let other people see that and they can agree or disagree.
I appreciate the I guess praise you're giving me, but really it's more that I pay attention to what OPG and Tops and everybody did. It's again that they did it long before I did,
mm-hmm.
and so it's just me paying attention to what they did. And so, like, I'm pretty sure, like, the Wayne Gretzky cards, when he was with the Oilers, had Oilers colors for frames. Like, it's very specific to that.
Some of them do, some of them don't. Like, it's, yeah, I have a ton of
better ones do.
Cards. Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. And yeah. Some of them all have very generic borders. And some of the old baseball cards, same thing. They're very little that's unique to the team versus now there's much more. Like, the graphics are much more team-oriented. Yeah.
Let's look at what you posted. One of the, or you sent me one of the action shots of Jack that you took before the show last week. But let's talk about it this week because it wasn't available.
Okay.
So this is him smacking the ball.
Yeah.
I love this.
You and you like it because of
what? Well, that's a great swing. Everything's going on here. Like, this kid, he's 8. This is not the swing of an 8-year-old.
No, he's got a pretty nice swing. I will say that.
First of all, he hits left. Awesome for him. Does he still wear number 8?
Nope. This year, because he's the big kid, only big numbers. So he had to choose between, I think, 53 and 58. So I think he's 53. Those are the only jerseys or shirts that were big enough for him. So there's nothing under. I think there was a few numbers in the teens. It's you just get what you're given, right? So there's a few numbers in the teens, and then there was a whole bunch of high numbers.
But he keeps the jersey, doesn't he?
He keeps the T-shirt, but yeah, there's nothing below 10 this year on the team.
24? Could he have had 24?
No, there was nothing.
He's got a Griffey thing going here.
Yeah, he was 58 or 53 or 58, and he took 53.
This is. You've hit a nerf because this year, as I think I've mentioned before on the show, we got new uniforms. I forced our team to get new road uniforms. But long story short, previously guys used to buy their own uniforms, and then when they left the team, they just took them with them. So we'd have to then buy new uniforms, like for the new guys,
right?
And so this year I said, no, we're getting new uniforms. The team's going to own them. The end. And because in Germany, for some reason, everybody fights over who gets to wear number 71, which is absurd to me. You don't. You wear single digits.
Right.
Like, if you're a good player, like looking at your son's swing, he's a single-digit player. Okay? Don't wear 3. That's kind of obscene. But anything else, you go ahead. Like, if you show up at spring training wearing 58, you're going to double A. It's that simple. You're not sticking around, man.
Right, right.
And so you got the single digit. That's the thing. And so, like, when I came to the team and it was like, hey, I said, can I have 8? Like, never. On no team have I ever played on where you could get 8. I always wore 8 because I was with the team from the beginning. But you walk onto an existing team, it's like, yeah, get in line for a single digit, man. So anyways, I found a sponsor to buy his new jerseys, and I decreed. All the guys were like, okay, yeah, I want number 71. I said, okay, pick again, because I'm going to order 20 jerseys, 1 through 20. That's not true, because I didn't order number 3, and a couple numbers were retired. So 1 through 25 with a couple numbers missing.
Okay.
And I said, that's it. Those are the numbers you get. Like, you can't wear, if you want 50, you can't wear 58. So the fact that he keeps the jersey at the end of the year, like if they said, okay, we have one set for the whole league, you know, 1 through 60, there's 60 kids, that makes sense. Practical speaking, okay, fine, I can deal with that. But if they say, no, here you go, and then later on you have to keep the jersey, no, there's no reason you can't have one. There's, what, 14 kids on the team?
Not even. I think there's
12.
12, yeah.
You should have 1 through 12.
Yeah. I hear you. Yeah.
I got a phone call to make. I'm going to talk to, I know who runs your league. I know the guy.
Okay, get on the horn. Get on the horn.
Serge, I'm calling you, buddy. This is not cool.
So now, I had a question for you. Like, in your preference, do you want, like, with these photos, because I did a few different ways, and it's hard to say. To me, the photo's more about expression than it is about whether or not, like, I have some where the bat's totally frozen and the ball's totally frozen, and then I have some where the ball has got a slight blur, the bat's got a slight blur, like this one's got some blur in the bat, a little blur in the ball, but the body's frozen. What's your take? Do you like completely frozen, or do you like a little bit of movement?
In this one, I kind of like the frozen.
Oh, so you would want totally frozen ball, totally frozen bat?
I do. There's enough action going on that we would understand what's happening.
For some reason, because I have some like that, and I kind of like the movement in the bat and the ball with everything else being frozen. But again, I guess it's just a preference thing.
I can't say I prefer one over the other, really. Like, because it does look good. Everything else is frozen. There's a little bit of movement there to show that he is hitting the ball. I don't know. You're apples and oranges. You're just arguing about nothing, really.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, as far as a tip for people doing it, like, I guess you have to pick a horse here. Because if you go, I think this is probably at about one, I'm going to guess, one between 1/1000th of a second and 1/1600th of a second, something like that. And you'd probably have to go, if you want fully frozen, you're going to have to go at least 1/2500th of a second.
I generally try to come in. The cameras I use for this go to 1/8000th of a second.
Yeah.
So I basically go there. And sometimes I'll have to, like, you know, one click down and go to 1/6400th of a second.
Yeah.
I generally try to max it out to just absolutely nail it. That's kind of my preference. But, you know, in this case, but those are guys, you know, okay, those guys are throwing 90 miles an hour. Guessing this isn't coming that fast.
No. This is coming maybe at 40 at most, 35. Yeah,
but the important thing,
pitching machine,
is that you sent this to me, and I sent this to actually a couple guys on my team, and they're like, "Wow, this kid's crushing the ball! Like, where his hands are, where the way the hips are engaged, the front foot's closed. This kid knows what he's doing."
Yeah.
So yeah, he's playing. He should be playing up a league, is what I'm telling you.
Yeah, we're working on it. I'm just glad he likes it and he's having fun. Again, he's 8. I'm not planning on getting him to the major leagues. I just want him to enjoy playing. That's
important.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. No, you don't want to push him. Like with my kids, it's actually why I still play. Is I don't push my kids. I pull them.
Right.
Say, here, come on, let's go play like daddy. You know.
Yeah.
And that's kind of important to me, and not that means that you have to go and play somewhere, but it's like, hey, let's go play together. Whatever it is, I'm not a fan of the pushers. I like the pullers better.
Right.
All right. I shot nothing as well. Besides, well, you shot this, but it was technically speaking.
Yeah, it was last week.
But I shot pretty much nothing. I tried to shoot a sunset picture in our bedroom just before the kids were going to sleep. It was amazing golden light coming through the room. And just by the time I ran down and got my camera, brought my daughter in to pose for a nice picture, the sun had just dipped and just missed it by literally by seconds. So that wasn't interesting.
Okay.
And then I shot a video of my son crashing his bike. Which you saw, right?
No.
I sent it to you.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I emailed it to you.
I might have missed it. I have not seen that.
But I'm not going to post it.
maybe, right. Probably. But
I'm going to look for it in my email.
My son's three, and so he's insisted on he wants to ride his bike, which his sister did too at three, and so he's good at riding the bike, but he hit a curb, good crash.
And you caught it on video.
Yeah, well, he laughed. He thought it was funny, so we're all good.
I don't think you sent it, so you're going to have to send it to
me. Yeah, I'll send it to you later.
Okay.
So there's that. All right, photo challenge this week is our monthly photo challenge.
Okay.
And that was window light.
Yes.
I'm a little surprised.
Why?
The lack of entries on this one.
Oh, dear.
No, I'm not angry.
Listeners are not engaged.
I'm not angry, but I'm legitimately curious. Because this I thought I was throwing one right into everyone's wheelhouse.
Right.
Because window light, as we've probably said a few thousand times on the show, is our favorite.
Yep.
Setup for many reasons. A, it's fast, like you don't have to do much of anything, and the results are outstanding.
Right.
And
it's it's available all the time, too.
Some form of it.
Yeah.
Unless you are in the hunt for Red October.
Right.
Then no. However, failing that, it is legitimately the best advice. Like, of our 331 episodes, including today, it is probably the best advice we can give to anybody who wants to get better at whatever level you're at. If you want to take better photos, window light, window light, window light.
Right.
Okay? So I'm not angry at you, listeners. I'm more worried about you.
I'm disappointed.
I'm not disappointed in you.
No, I'm disappointed.
Yeah, well, OLED, he's disappointed in you. But I'm more concerned. I'm concerned that you're not living up to your potential.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
So what I'm telling you is, no matter what skill level you are at, window light is the on fleek.
I don't know what that means.
I'm pretty sure I'm saying it right. I'm pretty sure that's what the kids are saying.
Okay.
Yeah. So window light's my favorite. So I admit, when I was going to shoot this one, I was thinking big. Like, I was trying to think big. And, like, I really, really wanted to nail this one. Like, that was important to me. That I'd do something that you go, ooh, wow. But it was difficult.
Okay.
Before we get there, let's have a look at some of the ones that people did post. I put a folder in there for you.
Yeah, I'm looking at them.
Okay. So starting off with the four up from Derek.
Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice.
I like that too. These are great. It's good use of the cube. I don't know. What do you call it?
Sure. The
Andy Warhol.
Yeah, the photo I don't know.
The four up. The four up move.
Sure.
I do like it.
I like this move too. I've done this. I grandparents have gotten a photo gift from mm-hmm. me that was the four grandchildren just in this kind of setup.
Yeah, it's a good one. But also in terms of the window light, love it. Like
it's probably a dark wall. I don't know if it's a black wall, but it's falling off real fast, the light. So yeah. that's the other beauty of window light, is just how it falls off.
Yes, that is, yeah, great. So I do like the consistency here, and it's consistent from image to image for the most part, which is not always easy to do with a flash. All right, so we got a cat.
I like that too.
I also like the cat.
It's very, the eyes are very catchy.
And he's got cat right in his name.
Sure.
So I don't know if that was a play or not, but well done. Well done, Van Katten.
Yeah, I like it. And I generally just like what window light does to subjects' eyes. Like, if we're talking about people photography, I love the catch lights you get from window light. So I'm not sure I can really identify a clear catch light with the cat, but I think there's one just next to the camera right anyways, in the right, the cat's left eye, but camera right. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, it's a very neat effect where this sheds the light on the face and then everything else falls off.
It's the upsetting part with this one is that this cat has less ear hair than I do. So, good job, cat.
Okay, and then the next one, we've done this kind of photo with window shades, right? Like with vertical blinds, and I like it. I like the effect.
Yes.
Seems a little bit blown out on one side of the frame.
That's part of it, I think.
What?
This kid scares me.
Oh, okay. He looks tough as nails.
It's the sunglasses, I think.
Yeah. But yeah. I do like the effect, just to me, again, maybe it's my monitor again, but it feels like it's just a little too blown out. I would have liked to bring the exposure down a little bit in that one.
Blown out on mine as well.
Okay. And
yeah,
then,
I think, well, I don't know. I'm wondering if something was done in post. You know, maybe photos by Danny B will let us know. It looks like the shadows were brought up on the left-hand side.
Yeah.
You can sort of see the noise in the shadows. I think it would have been okay if you had exposed for the highlights and let everything fall off to black. That would have been okay, too.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, then there's the little baby one.
The smiling baby.
Yeah, love that.
I love it. How many pictures... you sort of started after your kids were this age, didn't you?
Well, for Jack, I was okay. For Sarah, I started after. Well, I started knowing what I'm doing well after this age.
Right. So in terms of window light, though, yeah, it would have been Jack. But I have a lot of pictures of my kids because at this age, you put them in front of the window, they're there for months, right? They're not moving. And so you're all good to go. And now it gets a little harder, of course, but I love it. Like this is really the great complete setup to shoot photos of your infants, toddlers.
Yeah.
What if you find out the kid's 15? You're going to feel like a real a-hole.
Be awkward.
Yeah. Sorry, BC guy, but no, love it.
Agreed.
Great use of window light.
Okay.
And then Jason.
We've got playing with a toy.
Love this one too.
Yeah. Again, it's easy. It's great. You park them near the window with something to do, and then you've got free reign.
I don't want to take anything away from the submissions, but do you understand what we're getting at? Like, it's really hard to mess this up.
Yeah. And the next one as well, similar. I mean, well,
Hang on. Look what's happening. Like, in Jason's image, we got the exposure on the left side of the face is greater than the right side, but it's not blown out.
Right.
So we have nice exposure, and then all the way into the background, we have a nice even exposure all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
So I love it. And the next one you're saying?
Well, again, it's kind of like the first fellow who, you know, has managed to turn the background completely black, and the window light just kind of illuminates the subject, which, again, if you've got a relatively distant background, even if you don't have a black wall, you can have this fall off. Mm-hmm. and this effect works quite nicely.
Yep.
Or at least be a very dark background. Yeah,
it could be very dark, it could be cavernous, you could have either not have windows back there or shade them off. It's nice to be able to control them like that. Like for us, we have those, like, the exterior blinds, like the rolling blinds.
Mm-hmm.
Here in Germany, very, very popular. So, but what it is great for is controlling the light when you want to shoot something in your house.
Right.
So that's a great thing to have. And so, yeah, this works nice. And so when it's relatively dark, you bring the kid, put his toys. In this case, it looks like a Hot Wheels set or Matchbox. Put that close to the window, and you're going to get a lot of great results.
And then the last one there with the two girls laughing. I mean, I hate this one.
Terrible.
That's terrible. Yeah, there's some motion blur in the kid's hands. So throw it out.
Yeah, get rid of that. Some chromatic aberration. This is just Andrew. Why are you wasting your time?
I wish the stuffed monkey wasn't in this photo. Otherwise, otherwise it would be fine. Yeah.
Yeah, I like my photos in color. Yeah. No, this opposite of everything we just said. Like, that, this is really great. I love what's, like, practically speaking, try lighting this and getting those reactions. Good luck.
Yeah.
So you've got your two kids, assuming that you're both your kids, maybe they're a friend, I don't know, but you got your kids set up close to the window, and the girl on the right doesn't look unlike your daughter at that age.
No, she looks a lot like my daughter at that age, yeah.
And so getting them in the zone and the light's consistent, you can fire away, and it lets you get great emotions like this. Like, everything that's going on here, like that, like this is just sheer happiness.
Mm-hmm. It's natural. It's natural. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Good work. So for those of you who participated, great work.
Yeah.
Shame on all of those who did not.
Yeah. Window light, seriously.
Yeah.
Do it. All right, so let's have a look at ours. So as I mentioned at the beginning of this segment, I think I was putting too much pressure on myself.
Okay.
And so, but early on, like early in the month, I shot what I thought might actually be my image. And so we were at the zoo one day. I think we talked about it a few episodes ago. And I saw some really cool light. Like at the Stuttgart Zoo, the Wilhelma, they have a polar bear, mm-hmm. which, P.S., just evidently sleeps 24 hours a day. Not worth the 16 euros to get in, really. However, they have, like, the polar bear has, like, a big tank, right? Like a tank plus the... I'm sure you've seen polar bears at the zoo before.
I have, yeah.
Okay. So on one side, you can kind of walk down the tunnel down below, down some steps, and that's where the tank has the, like, the glass. It's sort of like an aquarium on that side.
Okay.
And so the very fact that you're going, like, you're out of the sunlight, you're sort of into a tunnel, but then you have that light, green light coming out of the polar bear tank creates this amazing window light. It's a big window into the tank. Right. So I had my daughter sit there and pose for an image, which I really like. Like, it's a kind of got like a weird color to it. It somewhat matches her sweatshirt. The way the light wraps around her, like, it's just kind of weird how the light's coming from everywhere. So this was going to be my image.
Okay.
It just didn't pop for me.
Okay.
Like it's okay.
Yeah.
I'm not crying about it.
Right.
But I don't know. It wasn't like, all right, this is going on the wall. So I kept going.
Okay.
All right. And then I got to the other one, the one that says runner up. You've seen that one.
Mm-hmm.
Where she's kind of hiding behind. Now, what ended up happening is I actually, the whole month, I was looking for epic window light shots. Yeah. And so I was like, oh man, like I was just getting disappointed. I tried that one, as I mentioned earlier in the show, trying to get that perfect sunlight, sunset coming through the window, just in mist, and thought, oh man, like I'm really going to blow this one. And then today, this very day, the day we are recording, I said, I need one. And so I was in my daughter's room getting her ready for kindergarten, and saw this window light coming in that I'd never noticed before. Because her room's kind of a funny shape, and so I had never, ever noticed this. And I thought, well, this is the one I want to grab. So I shot the runner-up one and thought, wow, I think I've got it. But I didn't. Do you think I did?
It's okay, yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, I like the one you went with much better.
Why?
It's just the pose.
The pose, but what sort of in the runner-up one, what is the major malfunction, would you say? I've narrowed it down to one specific thing, but this could be there's other reasons too.
I think just the subject of the photo becomes more the book than the daughter.
True.
I just
peek that mouth.
Yeah, it's distracting a little bit, and I think the wider composition and just the framing of her arms with her face draws all the attention back to her, and I'm assuming that's what you wanted to be the subject of the photo.
No, I'm a big Junie B. Jones fan.
Okay, well, then you missed on this one.
Yeah. No, for me, in the runner-up version, it was her left eye was just...
Oh, it's not a deal-breaker for me at all.
It's not a deal-breaker, but it's just nothing. Like, it just falls off. There's other reasons, like her way she's kind of hiding her rest of her body. It's just unnatural. It was okay. I was looking at that. Like if this was my entry, I wouldn't be as ashamed as all those people who didn't submit an entry.
I also, my daughter does this too, and I don't particularly like it, is she jams her face onto her shoulder like that sometimes, mm-hmm. and I just never keep those photos. I just don't like it. That's maybe a personal preference thing, but I just don't like that that sort of pose. And again, I really have to talk Sarah out of doing that. Whereas the other one is so much more, I don't know, it's so much more pleasing as far as a pose goes.
Right. So that's what I ended up doing. So once I thought I had it, I said, no, you know what? Let's see a little bit more of you. Let's put your hands up in the pose, which I don't like posing, well, anybody, but kids especially.
I might do without the top hand because it's neither in nor out.
That's true. I might just Photoshop it in.
Okay.
Just build her a new hand.
Or you could probably crop it just below that, right at the top of her hair. You wouldn't lose much in the way of the books that wouldn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
And it might just be fine with just sliding down the crop a little bit. But
I might just reshoot this tomorrow morning.
Sure. Or do that.
Because guess what? The whole point of it is this is existing window light, and it's going to be there again. Maybe not tomorrow. Maybe there's a little bit more clouds, or maybe it's too sunny. Whatever it is. Now, this is the beauty of this is... This is on the north side of the house, taken in the morning, which means this is not direct light. This is just ambient light coming back through the window.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have you don't have to wait for it to be, all right, the sun's shining and now let's get the shot. That would actually kill it. But because there's this amazing soft window light coming in, you get this effect, and so it'll be there probably be there tomorrow. In some form or another. It might have to bump the ISO up a little bit or down, but other than that, probably nothing much different. And I like the way that the light falls off in the room, because behind her is the purple wall, but it's not really a thing. It doesn't matter. Neither here nor there. So it just kind of falls off. And so all the focus, falls on her. Again, window light. Look at the catch lights in both eyes. That right hand is bugging me now. Nice. Nice job. Thanks for ruining this. I got to call the printer and tell him, stop. Stop the printer. Stop it. So, anyways, details though, this was, you know what I shot this with.
85 mil, probably at about an F, let's say 4.
Okay, camera.
I'm gonna say you shot this with the 5D Classic.
You're almost bang on. It was an F2.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which you can see in the very front. Like you can see the Junie is in focus. The Jones is not.
But still, like relative to her eyes and her ears and her hand, like there seems like there's a lot in focus. So yeah, that's for the 85. Usually it falls off so fast.
Yeah. Nope. F2. Very. Okay. Yeah. But okay. You, like I say, you can see in the books, like there's some, and then in the German books, it sort of gets, like the Hexe Lilies, which you don't know what that even is, but it's a little soft, and then the story of the small horse. Well, yeah.
Okay.
That's in focus. So.
Okay, great.
Anyways, all right, so that was my submission. Let's have a look at yours.
Okay.
Blue Jays also suck.
Yeah, they do suck.
Oh my goodness!
But this photo. They didn't suck. Well, they still sucked because this was maybe taken 2-3 weeks ago. I took this about a week into the photo challenge, and or the monthly challenge was issued, and I just thought, I'm going to do this right now. My daughter was wearing her Blue Jays shirt for school, and she has a Blue Jays hat, and I just said, I'm doing window light right now. Will you help me? I want to take a Blue Jays shot, and she agreed. So I moved her very close to the window, got her down very low, so my background is actually just the floor in our kitchen, which is just kind of a gray sort of marbled-looking floor. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'm going to get you as close to the window as possible. I'm going to, because I wanted to use the floor as the background because I don't have a pleasing background next to this window, I got up high, got her down low, had her tilt her head to look up, and I wanted to make sure that I got the shirt plus the logo plus the hat plus the logo. So I had to really kind of contort myself to get this angle. And 85 mil, and very similar setup to you, and I think it's an F2. Which is why I guess your depth of field was different, but it's also the angle that changes how out of focus this goes. That's it. Just this is an overcast day, so it was just get her close to the light, and it's a very kind of even light across her face, and blam, done in about 5 seconds.
So this was taken at what time of day?
This is taking the morning before she went to school, so I'm
so the sun's behind the house.
Yeah, so
like,
there's
not the sunny side of the house.
No, no, this is not the sunny side of the house. But there was no sun anyways. It was just an overcast day.
Right.
So this is just why she has to be very close to the window, because otherwise there just won't be enough light for it.
But even so, even at that, if you're shooting with the 85 at f2, you're still looking at worst case a 320 ISO.
Yeah, and I don't remember exactly what this is. You'd have to look.
I believe that's what mine was. I believe mine was like I generally leave my 5D set at 320. That's just what I shoot at, and so that gave me a shutter speed of around 1/125th probably, or okay. Faster even, like, which is great, plenty, and so you'd see the same. Even like you get her this close to the window. And then, you know, like you said, are very well evenly lit, nice soft light, very pleasing. There's still some shape to it, though, which I like. Mm-hmm. This isn't just, you know,
flash
right in the face.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have the blue jay is slightly out of focus, then the blue jays on her shirt way out of focus. Doesn't matter. We know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So it ties it all together, so...
Yeah, and even just how her hair goes out of focus. I like the effect. I don't shoot this type of photo very often, and I don't really find I like this photo on an adult the way I like it on a kid. And I don't know why. Right. I can't explain that, but for me...
Wrinkles.
Well, maybe that, but I just... Even the angle. Like, to me, this on a kid, I have a picture of Sarah when she's younger and doing a similar photo, like as a dance photo, and I think that one was lit. And for some reason, I like this kind of setup for a kid more than I do an adult. I wouldn't even attempt this on an adult, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just really like how it works with her, and just the right smile, just the right amount of smile. So I really do like this photo, and I like the blue. I like how it pops. I think this will be good in black and white. I love how her eyes really jump off of this photo, just because that's really the only thing that's sort of edge to edge in focus.
Mm-hmm.
And
again, what we try to say every time we talk about window light is that not only is it the greatest in terms of how it looks, it is so easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
You have a window and the light, like, it's just, it feels like cheating when you get results like this and just like, wow, how'd you, didn't light it. Just went to the right spot in the house. That's all I did. It was like 10 seconds. Done.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all you need to do. But the one critical question that I really do have is that her hat?
It is, yeah.
Why so flat with the brim?
She's all about the flat brim. That's Jack. Mm. Jack curves his hat. She is. That's the age, and that's, I guess, what the kids in her class do. So she's like, no bending the hat, Dad. That's a flat brim.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not a fan.
The kids on my team, they all do it too.
It does suit her, though.
It does. Well, girls, it's different. Girls wear hats different than guys anyway. It's fine.
Yeah.
I'm really not going to... If your son was doing that, I'd have a talk. Batting gloves, okay, fine. I get it.
Yeah.
I still wear mine when, you know, early season batting practice. Not in the games. I have a very, very, very specific rule. No batting gloves, no sleeves either. That's always no short sleeves, no matter the temperature, the end.
Okay.
But
okay.
Flat brim, I'm glad he doesn't do it.
No, he does not.
Yeah. Well, I'll chat with her in about a year. Stop doing it.
Okay.
All right. Okay. That's the show this week. This week we wanted to make it all about the photo challenge, the monthly photo challenge, which we'll do again in 4 weeks or 5 weeks or whenever that falls in, probably 4 weeks.
Sure.
For the next monthly challenge. The next monthly challenge is going to be lens flare.
Okay.
Unless you had something better.
No, I didn't. I was thinking of the photo challenge, though, the next week's photo challenge.
Yes, we have two to issue. We have the month of May will be lens flare, but for next episode, photo challenge, what do you got?
I think the indoor silhouette.
Okay.
No, you're not feeling it?
Yep. No, I am feeling it. I was all prepared to do the stop the action because of your
baseball.
No,
yeah,
no, no, no,
yeah.
No. Save it. Save it for the following week. That's fine.
Okay. All right.
We'll do indoor silhouette. No,
say it with more enthusiasm.
All right, indoor silhouette.
Yeah,
is that better?
Yeah, yeah. No, it's like child actor. I feel like this is going to turn into a thing.
It's going to be a thing. It's huge in Hungary already.
Yeah,
they're talking about it. It's a thing. All right. Yeah. No, indoor silhouette. I'm doing it. I'm doing the indoor silhouette. I'm in for it.
I forgot that you said stop the action before. That's how good my short-term memory is.
It doesn't even matter.
All right.
You had an idea. I don't care what it was, but if just the fact that you had one, we were doing it. Yeah.
All right.
We're going to go stuff our fingers into a bag of broken glass. I'm in. I'm doing it. Let's do that. Adam's finally figured something out. Let's do it.
Oh,
all right. So hopefully people will, again, suit yourself. But really, if you did not get your photos in for window light in time, don't let that stop you from shooting your own. Don't send them to us. You kind of missed that window. But but do it for yourself because it is awesome. So got that. Just to recap, May lens flare. Next week, stop the action.
Okay.
No indoor silhouette. Come on, it was a test to see if you're listening.
I wasn't.
You were not. All right. Websites. Adam, where can people go to find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca. And I will post on Instagram, Adam2Hosers, which I'll also, you know, put a hashtag to the 2Hosers. So you'll see it one way or another of the some Jack baseball action shots. I'm going to do that right now. And the new template for my baseball card.
Do it.
Okay. And how about your stuff?
Well, you'll post that. You'll send that to me too. And I'll probably post it.
Okay.
But my own stuff, you can find at alanmattridge.com or the two of us at 2hosers.com, where you can find all the links, like Amazon, for example, the photos that we talked about and everything you need to know. So that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.